Our days are getting shorter and cooler, signaling trees to begin preparation for winter. Homeowners can set their landscape trees up for the cold season, starting with a good watering before ground freeze. Service forester Hunter Picard with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
When it comes to late September to early October, one thing I always try to remind folks is that make sure to give your trees a watering pass. Now, a great rake is going to be around 2 gallons per inch in diameter.
So a tree with a 5-inch diameter trunk would take a deep watering of roughly 10 gallons. If trees need branches removed, Picard advises waiting until winter dormancy. In addition, he says to leave some of where the branch narrows from the trunk behind in pruning and to never cut flush with the trunk, as such injures the stem. Fertilizing trees can be accomplished with a simple hardwood mulch at the base of each trunk.
It breaks down very gradually in a way that's very organic for the tree's usage, as well as a bunch of other benefits like moisture retention and temperature regulation.
Picard advises using tree tubes for young trees, especially in winter, to diminish wildlife damage. Landowners with windbreaks can also conduct tree maintenance by walking rows in autumn, checking for fabric or plastic that might be girdling trees.
So what you're going to want to do with that is make sure that it has at least 1 or 2 inches of clearance. So just give it a quick cut. Make sure that there isn't fabric up directly against the trunk of a tree, because that will eventually choke it out.
Finally, Picard states fall is an ideal season for tree planting, shooting for the mid-September through mid-October timeframe. Learn more on planting and caring for trees online at danr.sd.gov. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.